booked well. It's going to be a significant week on the COVID front. A number of meetings to take place in relation to possibly even easing some of the COVID restrictions. Let's talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, who's been keeping tabs on all of this. What's in prospect in the week ahead? A NPHET meeting, potentially a crucial NPHET meeting before the end of the week, Micheál.
Yeah, an NPHET meeting taking place on Thursday, Brian, and all the mood music leading up to that meeting would suggest that there is most likely to be some easing of restrictions, and I suppose particular attention focusing around that 8pm closing time for hospitality. But I suppose that 8pm closing time is also in place for all cultural events as well at the moment, and things like cinema. So there is a strong sense from political circles, from public health circles, and based on whatever interaction is taking place between them, that you could see movement on that. When exactly you see it is the question, and when is it going to be announced? As of now, there is no decision around having a full cabinet meeting on Friday to make an announcement on that day. But the Taoiseach did say on the Late Late Show that decisions could possibly be made by the end of the week. So I think people beginning to look to the last days of January or the first days of February as to when those changes might take effect.
Is there any political pressure, particularly on the government benches, building for some easing of restrictions before that end of the month deadline?
Yes, there is, and government backbenchers have been voicing that, most notably Michael Ring, speaking from Mayo this morning, again repeating his call that you should see a change from the 8 o'clock closing time immediately within the next few days or so, that it should in the short term at least move to 10 o'clock. So you can see the momentum building. I think at a government level, though, it is likely to move in one go, as it were, that it wouldn't be too phased, and that it could come perhaps a little sooner maybe than anticipated. At least maybe even at announcement level. As well as that, around the 8pm question, there is also that question of capacity and the number of people that can attend both indoor and outdoor events. Of course, that's capped at 50% at the moment, or 1,000 people indoors or 5,000 people outside at outside events. I think at the expectation building around that too, that you could see movement on that. And of course, that could have a particular relevance for big upcoming rugby games due for the 5th of February when Ireland play Wales in Dublin. So again, there will be a lot of focus on that and an expectation and a positivity around that question. There is the other question then, that is about the return to the workplace, and the sense I get right now is that that could be more a medium term issue rather than something that's going to see movement in the short term.
Great, but we might yet hear the Lansdowne roar before the end of next month. Micheál Lehane, thank you for that.